Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like your days are blending together, and you can't quite remember what actually made you happy lately? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and think, everyone else seems to have it figured out? Well, trust me, I get it. We live in a world designed to distract us, keep us scrolling, and leave us constantly craving more. But guess what? There's a way to break free from that cycle, to actually find clarity and purpose, and it all starts with one simple tool. Journaling. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, journaling, isn't that for hippies or angsty teenagers? Stick with me. Because I promise, this isn't your typical diary-style writing. We're talking about a powerful practice that can unlock hidden potential, boost self-awareness, and ultimately guide you towards genuine personal growth. So, what are some of the key takeaways from this journaling journey? First up, journaling isn't just about dumping your thoughts on paper. It's about actively engaging with them. Ask yourself thought-provoking questions like, what am I truly grateful for? Or, what's one thing I can do today to move closer to my goals? This kind of self-reflection helps you uncover hidden desires, values, and even fears that might be holding you back. Second, consistency is key. Think of journaling as a workout for your mind. The more you do it, the stronger those mental muscles become. Start small. Even 5 minutes a day can make a difference. Make it a habit, maybe right before bed or first thing in the morning. You'll be surprised how much clarity and focus you gain just by carving out that dedicated time for yourself. Third, embrace the messiness. There are no rules here, folks. Don't worry about grammar, structure, or even making sense. This is your safe space to express whatever comes to mind, the good, the bad, and the downright bizarre. Let those thoughts flow freely without judgment. It's like giving your brain a much-needed mental detox. Fourth, don't just write. Read back what you've written. It's amazing how much insight you can gain by revisiting past entries. You'll see patterns in your thinking, notice your growth over time, and maybe even discover hidden gems of wisdom you forgot you had. Finally, make journaling a fun and personalized experience. Use different pens, colorful notebooks, or even doodles to make it visually appealing. Experiment with prompts, write poems, create lists, anything that keeps you engaged and excited about the process. After all, this should be something you look forward to, not dread. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Picture this. You're feeling stuck in a rut at work. The same tasks, the same colleagues, the same daily grind. It's draining your motivation and making you feel uninspired. Now imagine pulling out that journal and writing down all those feelings, the frustration, the boredom, the longing for something more. But then, instead of dwelling on the negative, use journaling to brainstorm solutions. What are some small changes you could make at work? Are there projects you'd be more passionate about taking on? Maybe even jot down ideas for a side hustle that ignites your creative spark. See how journaling can turn that stagnant feeling into actionable steps towards positive change? So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? Journaling is like a mental gym. It strengthens your self-awareness, helps you process emotions, and unlocks your potential for personal growth. Make it a daily habit. Embrace the messiness, and watch as you transform your thoughts into tangible action. Remember, this isn't just about writing words on paper. It's about creating a space where you can truly connect with yourself, discover hidden truths, and ultimately design a life that feels more authentic and fulfilling. Ready to dive in? Let me know what you think. Share your journaling experiences, favorite prompts, or even funny anecdotes from your brain dumps on social media using the hashtag DopamineFastJournaling. And until next time, keep chasing that dopamine high, but this time, let it come from within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.